Blog Talk Radio.
Time to be entertained by the one and only Diva Mac. That's me.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain?
After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad sight to see.
That's why I still love you.
Welcome to Diva Mac Show. I'm your host, Diva Mac, and today we're talking about how to love after the pain. And listen to Better Right, after the pain and to go through something. And today the reason why we're having this show, so many people I've talked to have come across, men and women, have a problem with loving after the pain, meaning trusting because they've been hurt in the previous relationship or other relationships, so they find it hard to love again. But how do you love after the pain? And some people find it easier to go back to the same person that caused them that same pain. So that was a good song to actually talk about loving after the pain. And after the pain, I still love you. People ask, how do I still love you like I do after you hurt me the way you hurt me? And when you find yourself, people going back to that very one that caused you the pain, what you end up doing is you start a cycle for yourself that you definitely want to start breaking, because you'll start looking for those type of people in the next relationship that you find yourself not being able to break free of that have caused you pain. Love is not pain. And we're going to go over that in today's show. This show will talk about the depths of love and how to love after the pain. We will discuss also how to have a healthy, thriving relationship after the pain, after you've been through, after you've gone through, and some people are still going through it, but learning how to go through it and get through it, because love does hurt. It's an emotional type pain, just like if you were physically hurt. You feel that type of pain in your heart when you love someone and you feel deceived. You feel denied from that person to give their all to you when you have poured everything into that relationship and they've poured them back. And I always talk about being left on empty. Anyone, if you're in a relationship and that person is not pouring back into you, then it's time to leave that relationship, because you should not be the only one pouring into that relationship and not receiving things back. Can you admit, those out there that are listening today, are you that one that has caused that pain and constantly causing pain in each and every relationship that you've been in? Can you admit that you need to change, because all you're doing is going around hurting people, corrupting people's world with your ways, and knowing that you need to get some help yourself so that you can be a better person before you start any other relationship? Because what we like to believe is that we can change people, and you have to understand, man and woman, you cannot change anyone that does not want to be changed. Now, there keywords that we're going to talk about on this show today. We're going to talk about love. And what is love? It's an intense feeling, a depth of affection for a person. And understanding is another keyword, the ability to understand something, to comprehend. And you have to have a level of understanding in a relationship. When you're in a relationship with someone, you have to be understanding to their needs, understanding to what they have a passion for in their life. Even though they're sharing their life with you, you still have to have understanding where they're coming from and being able to communicate. And also patience. Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting upset or angry. Kindness is one. Having a kind heart, having a kind spirit, the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. Let's talk about acceptance. Acceptance is the action of consenting to receive or undertake something offered, and value is another, the regard that something is held to deserve the importance, worth, or useful of something. If you're just now tuning in, we're talking about how to love after the pain, and this show will talk about the depths of love and how to love after the pain. We will discuss again also how to have a healthy, thriving relationship after you have been through so much. A lot of people feel like they are damaged goods. And understand this, if you believe that you are a damaged goods, then you are a damaged good, because everything starts with the mind, your mindset of what you think. What you think you are, you are. If you think, I always tell people this, no matter what somebody else tell you and try to pound it to your head, if you don't believe it, then it will never exist in your world. I can tell you all day long that you're a beautiful person, you're talented, but if you don't believe that, then it's like it doesn't exist, because you don't believe it. You have to believe that. So everything starts with the mind. You hear people all the time saying, I'm damaged goods, I'm no more good after this person. And there was a saying in one of my shows that someone said that another man's trash is another man's treasure. Another woman's trash is another man's treasure. And understand, never allow somebody to say that you were ever trash. Tell them you were a lost treasure. Someone has found you. And I put on Facebook recently that don't lose your treasure, because someone else may find it and keep it and understand the value of what they have in their treasure, in their person that you lost. Because you got to understand, when people add value to your life, are they adding value to your life? Are they taking away? Are they an asset to your life? You have to understand that, because understand this, again, as we talk about relationships, because this is basically what it's about. Even when you marry someone, marriage does not change a person. A person can only change his or herself. Understand this. If he or she is an abusive person before marriage, guess what? They're going to be that in the marriage. So people have to start working on themselves. How can I love after the pain when I'm feeling like damaged goods? How can I love after the pain if I can't trust anymore? If I feel like all men are dogs, if I feel like all men lie, all men cheat, how can I get to the point where I can love again completely? Because you may run across a man that has been through what you've been through. You may run across a woman that's been through what you've been through, and you're both feeling the same way. But you have to come to a point in your life, if you believe in God, and believe that God will send you the right person. There are always warning signs. There's warning before destruction, that you can see where this person is going to take you or going to lead you way before you get there, unless you're just not paying attention. My thing is, in a marriage, a lot of times you want to work it out. You want to give it all that you can before you give up, because it's a marriage, versus being in a relationship with someone that you can walk away from. There's no papers. There's no, you know, going to court and you know, going all through this, changing your name and all that. But when people think, I get this person in marriage, and it'll be harder for them to leave. But understand, if you're not being treated, if they're not pouring into you, if they're not loving you the way you want to be loved, sit down and you talk to that person. If they're not trying to change for the better, then it's time to move on. If they're not trying to change for, not just for you, but for their own good, because my thing is, you know, if you're that person that's causing chaos and destruction in relationship and relationship and relationship and relationship, and you're damaging these people where they feel like they can't go on, or people committing suicide because the pain of the love is so deep that they feel like they can't go on without this person. People are really, believe it or not, you're saying, I ain't never loved nobody that much, and I never want to love nobody that much where I feel like I can't live without them. But understand, there are people out there, when they say that they give their all and they give everything they got, when they say that I'm going to give myself to you, and they do that, and you play with their feelings and you play with their emotions and you take from them, knowing that you're not going to pour anything back, knowing that that's not who you truly want, and you're out there doing what you want to do, it is not fair to that person. So that person becomes broken. They become broken. Their spirit becomes broken to the point where they feel like they can't live. They're suffering now because of love, and love is kind. Love does not hurt. Understand, if you're in a relationship and you're hurting and you're saying, but I love this person, and they say they love me, if they are hurting you, then that is not love at all. You got to understand the difference between love and lust. But we're going to talk about, how do we get past that? Diva, how do we love again after I've been hurt so bad? First of all, you got to give yourself time to heal. You got to give yourself time to grow And when I say grow, I mean growing to understand who you are and what you truly want in a relationship. Are you just looking for someone for a feel-good moment? Are you looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with? Because when you make that commitment to yourself that I'm looking for a life mate, I'm looking for someone that's going to love me, that's going to pour into me. And when you write down those things in your mind on paper, this is what I'm looking for. And if I don't get it, then I'm not going to settle for anything less. Again, if I don't get it, I'm not going to settle for anything less. But how do I get to that point, Diva, you ask? First, you got to love yourself. Why? How do I do that? Because some people don't know how to love themselves. Some people that have not accepted who they are. So first of all, you have to accept who you are and what you are honestly capable of bringing to a relationship. And honestly, being honest with yourself, saying, I am this type of person. Before I can jump into anything, I need to fix me. And if you can't fix yourself, then get some help to help you fix yourself. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about how to love after the pain, you all. You gotta love. Love, I mean, you can have everything in this world. You can have all the money you want, the nicest cars and clothes. But if you don't have love, you will be miserable in this world. I don't care who you are or where you are. If you don't have love, you can have sex with all the men and all the women you want, but if there is not love in your life, you will be miserable, and you'll be even more miserable because you have all these things and you have not yet been able to find love in someone that you can love and that can totally love you for who you are. And being able to be who you are in a relationship is so important, because if you're faking and shaking in a relationship, that's what you're going to get out of it, fakes and shakes and all that from different people. But you got to be real about who you are, what you want, where you're going, and who you want to go there with. Here on the Diva Max Show, continue to tune in as we continue to talk about how to love after the pain. I'm your host, Diva Max. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. Still in love. Can you love again? I can.
I know that in my heart.
Welcome back to Diva Mag Show. I'm your host, Diva Mag. I hope you all are tuning in. We have quite a few people tuned in tonight, and I really appreciate the support you all online and actually on their computers on the internet as well. Tonight we're talking about how to love after the pain. There's so many people that have been in relationships that did not work, and they was left brokenhearted, broken-spirited, and just did not know how to move on after the pain, because the pain was so excruciating. And because you cannot physically see the pain, it's not like being cut or bruised, but it is the same kind of intense pain when you're in love with someone and to find that that person doesn't love you back, or they have been deceived. Again, we're talking about how to love after pain, as well as speaking about a healthy relationship. But I do also want to tell you all, if you all want to, anybody have any computer issues or problems, I have a great guy for the job. He can fix any computer. There's not a computer out there that he cannot fix. Go over to OAM, Total Enterprise. They buy, sell, trade in, professional repair, upgrade, or refurbish Windows 7, 8, and 10 systems. They're located at 9525 South Kirkwood Road inside the Food Town, and it's Suite 0016. That is Houston, Texas, 77099. And you can contact them at 346-888-6408. They also fix phones as well. So if you have a phone, my phone just did not come back on for any reason, and I didn't know what was going on with the phone, and they were able to get my phone back working. Very good. That's, like I said, that's not a computer that they cannot fix over at OAM, Total Enterprise. So if you have a computer at home and it's just been sitting there and you're saying, I don't know what to do with it, I need to get someone to fix it, but I need to be cost effective, call OAM, Total Enterprise. I guarantee you the work over there. Great people, great customer service. They take care of you to make sure things are done. They're prompt in their service. I recommend that you go. If you need someone to go to, make them your computer person over there at OAM, Total Enterprise. Again, their number is 346-888-6408. And I want to tell you all, I've been telling everybody about these Skechers flip-flops. If you got bad feet, if you got feet, period, you need to get you a pair of these Go Walk, and Skechers need to be paying me for this, Skechers Go Walk flip-flops. They got a yoga mat inside. The bottom is like a tennis shoe. When I say it's like heaven on your feet, if you have any kind of foot, if you got a foot of feet, get you some of these. It's a good investment, about $40, depending on what color you have. Men, they have them for men as well. Get a pair for your husband, your boyfriend. They would appreciate you. I'm telling you all, Skechers. Look for it. You can probably Google it, and they'll show you how it looks. But I'm telling you, you got to feel it for yourself. I bought a few of my cast members a pair, and they really, really appreciate it, because I'm telling you, it's better than a tennis shoe. I mean, because your feet is open, of course. If you're out there moving around like we do, it's good support for your feet. Get you a pair of Skechers. Again, they're called Skechers Go Walk. That's what they're called, Skechers Go Walk. Get you a pair. You can find them at the Rack Room store or over at the Skechers store, and get you a pair. And I think right now they got buy one, get one half off. So get you a pair, get your mate one, or your children a pair, and get it half off. Tell them you heard it first here at the Diva Mag Show. Maybe I can give me a little sketchy deal or something. And remember to go over to OAM, Total Enterprises, over there off of Salt Kirkwood. The number again is 346-888-6108. And tell them you heard it first here on the Diva Mag Show. If we talk again here, back on our topic is how to love after the pain. Now, if you want to chime in on the conversation, please press 1. I would love to hear your story. How did you get past the pain? You know, at my age, I've loved and I've loved again. I've had pain, but I'm one of those people that when I go through something, I'm like, in time, I will be okay, because I believe in time heals all wounds. And I don't judge everybody based on a previous relationship. I will give you the respect up front until you show me something different. You know, so once, you know, I'm going to believe what you tell me till you show me something different. Once you show me who you are, I will not allow you to talk me into seeing something different. So I'm doing my self-evaluation. I'm not going by, oh, I went through this with this person. But if I start seeing those same characteristics in the person I'm currently dating, then it will make me back up, because I've been through that before. You don't want to continue to go through the same thing over and over with a different person. A lot of times we find ourselves in those same type of relationships. That means we need to do a self-evaluation so that we can love after the pain, man or woman, whoever you may be, whether you're in a whatever type of relationship, so that you can be able to get past the pain and love again. Love is so beautiful. It's a beautiful feeling. We all want to have it. If you've ever been in love, you know that feeling. when you first meet someone and you're not, some people be infatuated, but when you get past the infatuation of that person to really get to the to know who that person is organically and be able to feel them and know them and truly have love for them, that real kind of love for them that, that you feel in the pit of your stomach, that you, when you touch them, whether you're making love or not, just being with them just turns you on, just to hear their voice daily gets you through the day, that they, you come home to them, no matter what you go through on the outside world, when you come home, they're your peace. And we talk about, you know, having peace, being able to have peace. And what is peace? Because a lot of people are searching for that peace. We pray, I pray all the time that God gives me peace of mind daily. And the peace is having the freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility. And you want that, you know, to be able to be calm and tranquil and, you know, restfulness and have that peace and that quiet and mind. And a lot of times when you're going through heartache and a breakup, you want, you pray and you cry for just being able to have that peace so that your mind can rest, because you're constantly thinking, you know, about the loss. Because sometimes it feels like a loss, like you're in mourning of that relationship, and it is a loss. So how do we get past it? How do we build again? How do I love again? How can I give myself again? How do I know that I'm giving myself to the right person? Are they going to hurt me? Are they going to do me the same way the last relationship I was in, or the one before that? I mean, how do I know when I get in and how to get out of it? Will I continue to be in it for years and years, not getting anything out of it? Because a lot of times we stay in relationships hoping that things will change, hoping that things will get better, hoping that, you know, we have that hope, we have that faith that things will get better. And over time, we just have to come to a realization that things are not going to change. I tell people all the time, don't waste your time, because time is something that you can never get back. So don't waste your time doing something that is not going to be beneficial to you in the long run. You want to add value to someone's life. You know, and you want someone in your life that's going to add value to your life. And I'm not talking about monetary value. I'm just saying adding value to your life, whether they're there for you, whether they're cooking a meal for you, whether they're taking care of your whatever your need is. But adding that value to your life, whatever the value that you're looking for in a relationship, they're adding that. But, again, we still have to look at ourselves, women. You know, we say we look at for a bow's ass, but we ain't got ourselves together. You haven't got you together in order for you to be able to love someone completely, because a lot of women will go out there after they've been hurt, and men too, I should just say people, and just start messing around with, you know, this one and that one because they're hurt, just so they can get past the pain. But what you find yourself is in more pain, because that doesn't make you feel better. That just makes it worse, because then you have turned yourself into a whore, a man whore, a woman whore, because you're whoring around hoping to numb this pain that you're feeling. But what you need to do is you have to allow yourself to heal. You meditate. You know, get to know who you are. Get to know your downfalls. Get to know where you need to be stronger at. You got to have growth in yourself. In each relationship, you should be able to take something from it and to apply it to your life so that you can be a better mate for the next person that comes along in your life. And don't be so judgmental on the next person because of what somebody else has put you through. Understand that we all deserve love, no matter what we have done, what we are doing, and who we did it to. You have to be able to forgive yourself for what you have done. Because my thing is, how can you go to God and ask God for forgiveness and you can't even forgive yourself, and you can't forgive that person that has hurt you? It starts with you being able to forgive that person, being able to move on and become stronger. We're going to take a break here so I can get the line back together. I don't know if y'all can hear the static there, but we're going to take a little music break, and we're going to come right back as we talk about how to love after the pain. And maybe somebody want to talk about it, press one when we get back, and let's hear your story and tell the people how you got past the pain and was able to love again here on the Diva Mac Show. Again, I'm your host, Diva Mac. We'll be right back.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
And though I can see, and I
seems so far away. I can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. To me 10 years ago. Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you.
But it's the thoughts in my mind. I wonder how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you. Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you. Through the tears. Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry. Through the heartache and rain. Come on, take it out. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah. Oh God, I don't know when the pains go in, but I know, God, you wouldn't put more on me than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Come on, by your side. I trust you. Oh God, I just lost my job, but I got more bills than money, but
Show. I'm your host, Diva Mag. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. How to Love After the Pain is our topic tonight. And again, the show we'll talk about, and we have been talking about the depths of love and how to love after the pain. Then we'll continue to discuss how to have a healthy, thriving relationship, as well as becoming a better you in the relationship. And we always like to give here on the show health benefits and stuff like that, things that can benefit your health, as we talk about coconut oil. You've been hearing it a lot in the news and the media about coconut coconut oil, the benefits and side effects of coconut oil. To date, there are over 1,500 studies proving that coconut oil to be one of the healthiest foods on the planet. Coconut oil benefits and uses go beyond what most people realize. Using coconut oil, you all, it's proven Alzheimer's disease as a natural treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The digestion of MCFAs by the liver creates ketones, which are a readily accessible energy by the brain. Now, ketones supply energy to the brain without need of insulin to process glucose into energy. And using coconut oil, the benefits prevents heart disease and high blood pressure. Coconut oil is high in natural saturated fats. Saturated fats not only increase the healthy cholesterol, known as HDL, in your body, but also helps to convert the LDL, bad cholesterol, into good cholesterol. By increasing the HDLs in the body, it helps promote heart health and lower the risk of heart disease. It also cures UTIs, which is urinary tract infections, and kidney infections, and protects the liver. Coconut oil has been known to clear up and heal urinary tract infections and kidney infections. The MCFAs in the oil works as a natural antibiotic by disrupting the lipid coating on bacteria and killing them. Also, there is a study showing that coconut oil directly protected the liver from damage. So coconut water also helps hydrate and support the healing process. And then doctors have even injected the coconut water to clear up kidney stones. Coconut is a super powerful food, you all. It also reduces inflammation and arthritis. In a study in India, the high levels of antioxidants present in virgin coconut oil reduces the inflammation and healing arthritis most effectively than leading medications. In other recent studies, coconut oil that has harvested with only medium heat was found to suppress inflammatory cells. It worked as both a anesthetic and anti-inflammatory. It also, coconut oil also helps prevent cancer prevention and treatment. Coconut oil has two qualities that have helped in to fight cancer. One, because of the ketone produced in the digestion, tumor cells are not able to access the energy in ketones and are glucose dependent. It is believed that a ketonic diet could be a possible component of helping cancer patients recover. Also, the benefits of coconut oil helps the immune system boost from antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Coconut oil contains a large acid, which is known to reduce cannabinoid bacteria and create a hostile environment for viruses. Many diseases today are caused by the overgrowth of bad bacteria, funguses, viruses, and parasites in the body. You can replace grains and sugar in your diet with coconut oil as your natural fuel source when you're sick. Sugar feeds the growth of bad bacteria. Instead, take one tablespoon of coconut oil 3 times daily when sick and consume plenty of vegetables and bone broth as well. Also, it improves memory and brain function. In a 2004 study published in the Journal of Neurology Biology of Aging, they found that the MCFAs found in coconut oil improved the memory problems in the older subjects. Now, across all the patients, there was marked improvement in the recall ability after taking this fatty acid, as the MCFAs are absorbed easily in the body and can be accessed in the brain without the use of insulin. They are able to fuel brain cells more efficiently, you all. It improves energy and endurance. Using coconut oil is easy to digest, but also it produces a longer sustained energy and increases your metabolism. When taking a quality non-processed coconut oil, you can get the most benefits of its MCFAs as they sent directly to the liver to be converted into energy. It also improves digestion, reduces stomach ulcers and ulcerative calluses into the body. Coconut oil improves digestion as it helps the body to absorb fat, soluble vitamins, calcium, and magnesium. It also reduces symptoms of gallbladder disease and pancreatitis. It improves skin issues like burns, eczema, dandruff, also psoriasis. Also prevents gum disease and tooth decay. It prevents osteoporosis. It improves type 2 diabetes. Also, coconut oil is good for weight loss. So if you're out there trying to lose weight because of the energy-creating abilities of coconut oil, it is no wonder that it's beneficial in losing weight. It helps to burn fat, decrease appetite, and in studies, it was especially helpful in losing belly fat. And I know a lot of women out there want to get rid of their belly, so get you some coconut oil, but make sure you're getting the one the right kind of coconut oil. Coconut abilities to help you to shed fat has been well established. You also just Cassie on tuning in to Diva Mac Show. We're just giving our health check, and I like to give the benefits of different things that we can use to be healthy and become healthier Americans, people altogether. It also helps build muscle and losing body fat as well. Coconut oil benefits for your hair care. It's good for your hair. If you have dandruff or dry hair, coconut oil has the perfect fatty acid to improve these conditions, and you can make homemade coconut lavender shampoo to improve your hair and use straight coconut oil as a natural hair conditioner to get rid of dandruff, and then to thicken or massage a 1 tablespoon of coconut oil mixed with 10 drops of rosemary essentials oil into your scalp for 3 minutes, and then shower that out for 30 minutes later after that. Also, it's good for yeast infections as well, you all. Coconut oil for anti-aging is good for aging, using it on your face as a cream. Coconut oil for hormone balance. Using coconut oil benefits of hormones as well, as coconut oil may help naturally balance hormones because it's a great source of saturated fat, including lauric acid. Studies have shown that coconut oil may be an excellent fat to consume during menopause, and also may have a positive effect on estrogen levels. You all, that's your Diva Mac Health Check on the benefits of coconut oil, and I hope that information helps someone along the way and some of those things that you may be experiencing, that you can use coconut oil so it can be a benefit to you in your life. Again, if you're just tuning in to the Diva Mac Show, we're talking about how to love after the pain, and I want to again tell you all this. You have to be open-minded to be able to grow and to take full advantage of an opportunity that is going to improve who you are or add value to your life. So you have to be open-minded. A lot of people, they become closed-minded because they've been hurt. They don't want to be open-minded to new things and new suggestions on how to become better, because a lot of people don't feel like they have a problem or that, oh, it's nothing wrong with me, it's wrong, something wrong with the other person. But you have to do an evaluation. If you keep experiencing the same heartache, going through the same thing, even with the same person, because some people, they don't know how to let go of something that is tearing them down. And we listened to that song in the beginning, Betty Wright, After the Pain, How Can I Still Love You After the Pain? After all I've been through, I should be through with love. But there's a God up above that keeps saying, Betty, try, don't give up. You know how the sun is going to shine. Because you're mine, oh mine, you just keep doing your best, and he would do the rest, because I love you like I do. When you believe that, and I always talk about it, it's about what you believe. If you believe that it will be okay, it will be okay. If you believe that it will never get better, guess what? Then it will never get better. But if you believe that the day will come where my pain will be no more, then guess what? That day will soon come where that pain is no more. If you believe that you will find the love of your life one day, guess what? You will find the love of your life one day. But you have to have that mindset. This is what I believe. This is what's going to happen. That's why you have people that are so successful. That's why you have people that are not successful, because they discourage themselves from being better people. Some people are afraid of being better. Some people are afraid to succeed. Some people are afraid of having the good of anything because they don't feel like they are worthy of anything better. And that's why they stay in the unhealthy relationship. They don't know how to be in a healthy relationship. And then sometimes people are not used to somebody loving them, that they will get run away from it. So you have to be open-minded to be loved and to be cared for again in your life, and understand that there are true love out there. There are people out there that are God-fearing, loving people, people that want to do better, people that are looking for someone like you, that are trying to get somewhere that is peaceful, that is loving, caring. And I want to talk about this. You heard the saying, and Oprah says it all the time, when you know better, you do better. What it should read is, when you know better, you should do better. But how many of us can admit that we actually do better when we know better? A lot of us, we continue to do the very same thing that we know better than doing. But we have to get to the point that now that I know better, I need to start doing better. We need to start doing better, because it's so many things we know better. We've learned. We have the experience. Life is about experiences, relationships, so you know what to do and what not to do. You know, understand, man, woman, every person that you're with, they're not the same. So you got to get to know who you're dealing with. and what they want and what they love so that you can have a healthy, thriving relationship. One, you got to have communication. You got to be able to communicate openly about your feelings, and you have to take in consideration of that other person's concerns, their feelings, in their world too, and what they love. You cannot be controlling of the other person. You have to be considerate of each other's feelings and what each other wants. Come to an agreement. You know, there has to be balance in the relationship for any relationship to work. There has to be an undeniable love. There has to be a love that is not, that can stand withstand the test of time. It has to be the kind of love that is, what's the word I'm looking for? It has to be a, I can't think of the word right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. You know, it has to be a love that is unconditional, because a lot of times you marry or you get in a relationship and it's under certain terms and conditions, like it's some type of a contractual agreement. But it has to be an unconditional love for the person to have a healthy relationship. You have to love them unconditional. And I tell people a lot of times we talk about unconditional. You have to accept who they are. You can't tell, I don't want you to cut your hair, and I like a woman with long hair. Well, you met me with short hair, and now you want me to grow my hair. You got to accept that person for who they are and allow them. They can't be them. If you can't be yourself, then you can't be happy in that relationship, because you find yourself constantly changing for that person. And a lot of times you find yourself changing for that person. This person's not doing nothing to change for you. Or you're not asking them to change, you're asking that person, you know, be who you are. I want you to be who you are. I love who you are, but they're constantly trying to change who you are. So you got to have that unconditional love for that person. Allow them to be who they are. And what you have to do is add to make them better in the relationship. And that's how you have a healthy relationship: communication, unconditional love, and respect for that person, so you can grow and you all can add value to each other's life. And don't keep taking and taking from a person and not giving back. Don't leave them empty and so hurt and so broken. And people, don't allow someone to break you down to where you feel like you can't go on and that you don't want to be here, because you are so worth it. But you got to believe you are worth it in order for it to work for you. I'm going to say it again. You got to believe that you are worth it in order for it to work for you. People, you got to believe that. You know, and I'm just going to tell you like this. People can tell you all day long that they love you and they care for you, but if they're not showing, because the people, I'm showing you I love you. Why I gotta show you if I tell you? It all goes hand in hand. You gotta tell me you love me, and you gotta show me you love me too. I need both, and you have to have both in a relationship that's gonna be healthy and thriving and getting somewhere, so you can get to that level where certain things we not gonna even argue about. We not even gonna go there. You know, because we have that understanding. But again, I need you to tell me you love me, and I need you to show me you love me. I need you to tell me you care for me, and I need you to show me that you care for me. You got to do it, and that's what I expect. And so when you start allowing that person to go without telling you that they love you because they don't feel like they have to, then you got to get to the point where you say, you know what? Before you get to the point where you're broke down and it's so painful for you, you got to get to the point. Well, enough is enough, and allow God to bless you with that person that you're supposed to have, because a lot of times people come to distract you and to block your blessings. I tell people, you got blessing blockers. They'll come in all kind of forms. They'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll do things just to get you, and then what they'll do, they'll be deceptive, a deceptive type of love, and you find yourself broken. Brokenhearted, broke down, and can't move on. But I'm here to tell you, you're worth it. You got what it takes to move on. But like I say, you have to believe that and understand that time heals all wounds. And in time, you will be strong enough, you will have grown enough, and you have to lean on God's understanding of what he wants from you. Because a lot of what he has to do, sometimes he has to take you away from a situation to line you up for the blessing that you deserve. But a lot of times we get out of line of receiving our blessing. When you keep going back to that person that God has already shown you who they are, because a lot of times people, they ask God, they pray to God, God, show me this, God, show me that. And then, but let me understand this. When you ask God to reveal things, be ready for the revelation. Be ready for it. And then you ask God to help you help you to get past the pain. Say, God, I can't endure this pain. I give it to you so I can love again. So I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be bitter, Lord. I don't want to treat the next woman like this. I don't want to treat the next man like this because I went through this with this woman or I went through that with that woman, because she is not that woman and he is not that man. He didn't hurt me. She didn't hurt me. She didn't take from me. He didn't take from me. He didn't make me cry. She didn't make me cry. Put that on that person that put you through that. Don't send the next person through something that they didn't do to you. That's what happens in a lot of relationships when people have been hurt. In order for you to love, you gotta let go of your past and hold on to your future. You gotta let go all that mess in your past that you've been through. I'm not saying forget, but let it go so that you can love again. And don't apply that same pain into your current relationship or your next relationship. Don't go in and saying, okay, I'm going to look for this. But if it shows up, don't ignore it. Don't go in looking for the mess. But if it shows up, then you acknowledge it. But don't go in looking for it. Don't go in and, you know, because if you go in that way, you'll never get anywhere. You'll never get anywhere in a relationship, and you'll always find yourself brokenhearted and broke down or alone by yourself. But understand that God wants us to have love, you know, and that's why we have love. And if you don't have love, you have nothing at all. And I always go back and reference to the Bible. What does the Bible say about love? Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice on wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Understand, people, this is what the Bible says. For my scholars out there that know, this is what the Bible says. That's Corinthians 13:4-7. What love is. Corinthians 13:13 says that, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these, love. You got to be able to love again. Love yourself first. Get you together so that you can be able to love. And time will heal all wounds. I've been there. I've done that. I've got past it. I've loved again. And I won't allow anything that I go through to stop me forever loving, because I love to have love and be in love and be able to share that with someone whole and hearted. Because if I can't give 100% of myself to you, I'm not going to give anything at all. And if you can't give 100% of yourself to me, then I'd rather for you to leave me alone and give me nothing at all. Is that amount of money that you can give me, clothing, jewelry, anything, that's going to take the place for the love that I want from you emotionally and physically as my man, as my mate, that you can give if you can't give love? Here on the Diva Mac Show, you heard first how to love after the pain. Remember, for all your computer needs, make sure you all contact OAM, Total Enterprise, for all your computer needs. You can call the number 346-888-6408. Again, the number is 346-888-6408 inside the Food Town at 9525 South Kirkwood and Bensonette, suite number 006. You heard it here first on the Diva Mac Show. Tell them Diva Mac sent you, and they're going to take great care of you. You all, don't forget, we're going to be out in Luskin, Texas this Saturday, July 23rd, as we debut the hilarious reality stage play, Who You Have in Church With. Do you know who you have in church with, people? It's interesting when you get to know these people out of church. You know, you see them when we're in church and you think they're this way, and they're totally different. So who are you truly having church with? Come out, if you're out in Lufkin area, Houston, and you had a time to drive on out to Lufkin, going out and see the hilarious reality stage play, Who You Having Church With. Showtime is 7 p.m. Pre-sale tickets are $30. Those tickets are still available. You can call 281-839-8153, or you can buy those tickets at Jack's Tapes and Records out in Lufkin, or on eventbrite.com online. Just type in Who You Having Church With, and you can purchase those tickets online. Before we go, we've got about 3 minutes left here in the show, and I just want to finish out with you know, loving after the pain. There are ways that you can get past the pain of unrequited love. The hurt is real, but you are not alone. It sounds romantic to love someone with all of your heart and soul, whether or not they love you back, but the reality is very different. The pain of loving someone who doesn't feel the same way about you can be almost unbearable. It certainly doesn't feel romantic. It just feels devastating. Now, how do you deal with it? There's no way to get around it. Rejection hurts. Your heart has been broken, and there's a real physical sensation of pain. Now, I talk about this a lot, dealing with different people, and they break us. People call me all the time, but it's worth repeating over and over again, even if you know that your heart can't really break. You're feeling like it, but it doesn't exactly do that. There's a physical pain in your chest, and the rest of your body feels bruised and aching as well. Okay, but how do you get past it? And we've been talking about this on the show. First, it starts with the mind. You have to start thinking different in order to heal yourself, because you can mentally break yourself down. And I tell people all the time, if you're mentally exhausted, you can't physically do anything. It's one thing to be physically exhausted, but if your mind is, if you're mentally exhausted, you can't do anything. So you got to get your mind right, and you have to start believing in yourself, and you can get past it. Again, you're worth it. Again, I'm your host, Diva Mac, y'all. Make sure you check us out. Continue to tune in every Monday. But now I'm on Sunday mornings at 9:30 for Inspirational Sundays, so we can inspire God. It's definitely put something on my heart. My calling is to minister, so I'm using all my avenues to be able to get the word out there, knowing that God is who he is, and he definitely, if you believe that he will deliver, guess what? He definitely will deliver on his word. But you got to believe in God himself and all that he can do, and he is the head. He is everything. And so you got to first put God in your life. Whatever you're going through, lean on him, because never put all your faith in man, because man will fail you, whether that's woman or a male itself. Put all your faith in God and know that he will see you through and get you through any situation. A lot of times we go through, but it's all about getting through that situation and don't allow it to bog you down or hold you down and stop you from growing as a person, and just taking that experience and that knowledge and information and apply it in your life the way that it needs to be applied, so that it's beneficial to you in the long run. But remember, people, we all can love after the pain. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. And stop allowing others to block your blessings, because you deserve love and you will receive it. Just know that. And but you have to believe it to receive it. I'm your host, Matt. The next time, I won't be on this Sunday, you all, because we'll be out, but the following Sunday, tune in at 9:30 to Inspirational Sundays with Diva Mac, and every Monday night at 8, I'm your host, Diva Mac. Take care, and God bless you.